This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Some stories catch my eye. They tickle me. They tickle me. And this story caught my eye. It even raised an eyebrow because of the results. Because a basketball team beat another basketball team 92-4. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to 92-4. The Washington Examiner reported about this story. They said a school apologized for running up the score. A Connecticut high school suspended its girls basketball coach after the team beat another in a humiliating 92-4 blowout. Sacred Heart Academy in Hamden, Connecticut, achieved a demolishing score against Lyman Hall Wallaford. That's a hyphenated name. This was last week. With a name like that, I'm not surprised that they lost. Sounds like it was named after some leftist feminist that refused to take her husband's name. But I digress. So I looked at the results of this game, and it just really spurred a lot of thoughts, mostly comedic thoughts, so I'm going to share them with you. And my first thought is, does Lyman Hall Wallaford actually have a coach? I mean, and is this person getting paid? Because if you get beaten 92-4, couldn't they just sit any teacher? I mean, you don't really have a basketball coach. And quite frankly, I don't even know if you have a basketball team, which brought me to my next question was, is the school even sure they fielded a basketball team? Because from the looks of things, their soccer group showed up, not the basketball team. Because statistically, if the soccer team just did penalty kicks at the goal, then they would probably score 8 points. So the idea that Lyman Hall Wallaford actually has what they think is a basketball team is shocking to me. Maybe I'm just overthinking it. There could be another answer. Maybe Lyman Hall Wallaford fielded their para basketball team and not their ambulance basketball team, not their real basketball team, but the ones that use the wheelchairs. But then as I thought about that, I was thinking, well, I've watched these para basketball players play, and they would score more than 4 points. So what's the problem there? I mean, frankly, I could score 4 points throwing the basketball up with my feet and shooting from my back. I know, Kevin, your mind's going crazy places. Anyway, my other question was this. Who watched this game? Were there parents at this game? Who could sit there? And I want to go back to the coaching. Look, I'm not a basketball coach. I had 2 good years of basketball long after I left college. In fact, I played in my league at my job, and I stunk, but I got really good, and everybody wanted me on their team over 2 years. And at the end of 2 years, I was a really good basketball player. But here's what I do know a little bit about basketball. As a non, you know, coach, person who doesn't study the game. When you're getting blown out, timeout. Call timeout. See what's going on. Say, hey, girls, look, I don't know. By the way, it's a girls' basketball team. Not that I had to tell you that, but I think you probably knew. But Kevin, that's so sexist. No, it isn't. There was nobody out there thinking, that was a boys' basketball team? No, because even boys are going to score more than 4 points. If you've never played the game, if you go find some pygmy boys in the deep, dark recesses of Pygmyville, they wouldn't still know to throw the ball at the basket, put it in, and they would score at least 8 points. just watching, they would figure it out. This is amazing to me. This story is amazing on a lot of levels because here's the thing. A 92-4 blowout, I'm pretty proud of you. I think you, whoever won, kudos. But I do admit that is piling it on. Let me give you some stats. This was reported by the news station there. They said the Sacred Heart Academy Sharks. Why did they have to be named Sharks? We're up 29-0 after the first quarter. 29-0. 56-0 by halftime. 80-0 after the third quarter. So apparently, the Waterwood, what's the name of the school? Lyman Hall, Waterford, or whatever. I don't know. They were waiting for the big push in the fourth quarter. zero after the third quarter. I mean, wouldn't you start making some personnel changes by then? They racked up 4 points in the fourth quarter. I can only believe that by this time, Sacred Heart Academy Sharks were probably lifting them up just saying, please make a point. Make some points so we don't look so bad. My goodness. I don't know. I've heard of some blowouts. I was almost going to do research, but I didn't. Because I wanted to see what's been the biggest blowout. And I haven't seen, you know, I don't know. I remember reading about one where it was the other group won by like 70 points or something crazy. Again, a blowout. But here's what I would say. Probably could have been worse. But it did make me curious. The Sacred Heart Academy Sharks, did they recruit an all-transgender team? Yeah, because we know how those men-turned-women tend to dominate their competition. You would have to think this, right? Don't act like I'm the only one. I suggest that Lyndon Hall, who give up basketball. I didn't see the game, but I'm going to bet you the winning team actually took it easy on them, didn't even run up the score. Just said, you know, look, this is our team. I suggest this school put money into something else, academics, chess club or something. But don't blame the guys for running it up. What do you think? Were they just being evil?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In case you are wondering why leftists continue to push for vaccines, vaccine mandates, despite proof that they're ineffective, I got the story for you. A man who wasn't dying was granted euthanasia in Colombia. You heard that right. Wasn't dying. Had no illness. Wasn't like a Kevorkian video where the dude was so debilitated he was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Nope. Voluntary. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This story is huge. The man's name is Victor Escobar. He became the first person in the Andean country, Colombia, with a non-terminal illness to die by legally regulated euthanasia. This was confirmed by his attorney, Luis Giraldo, last Friday. And Escobar left this video message that Giraldo sent to the media. We reached the goal for patients like me who aren't terminal but degenerative, to win this battle, a battle that opens the doors for the other patients who come after me and who right now want a dignified death.
Now, let me just stop for just a second and explain something. I've talked about this before on this show. The body can make you want to leave this earth. I don't have any doubt about that. You can be in so much pain. You can be in so much discomfort. I don't know what it will take because I'm not there. So I'm not debating this in any manner that it's his choice. He can do what he wants, et cetera, et cetera. But I will say this. God never promised us an easy life. The body is going to quit. Most of us die in a normal way because the body functions in a way to let you do that. In other words, there's a saying, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. The body goes into shock when it gets in a certain amount of pain, and then it just, things take over. I've never felt it because I haven't died. But I will tell you this, people who go into shock and things like this, you see the physiological thing that happens, and it doesn't happen to just one or two people. This is what happens to everybody. So the idea that you're degenerative, but you haven't gotten there, and so you want to die, is strange to me. Because you need to see where the body takes you. I talk about this all the time. My great-grandfather, when he passed away, he couldn't hold his bladder. He peed on himself while I was with him. And he told me, he says, you know, he called me by my nickname that only he used. He says, Buck, I peed myself. I said, it's okay, Papa. He was like, no, it isn't. You know, that's not the way he wanted to be remembered. And he sat there and he wept with me. And I thought to myself, man, he must want to go. Well, 2 days later, he died naturally. He was 93 years old. His body was quitting. What did he have to be embarrassed about? But he was. But that was him signaling, you know what, man? Take me, Lord. Anyway, it's appalling at this stage of my life and development to think about somebody who's not dying, hasn't reached a point of debilitation and saying, yeah, you know, just take me. It's like death row. I look at these guys on death row, and the reason why you don't want to go on death row is you say to yourself, well, you know, they're taking your life before you're technically supposed to die. Now, using this guy's logic, you could say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out. I'm going to go on a killing spree. And because I'm willing to go at age 60, at 58, I'll go do whatever the heck I want, go to prison, let them euthanize me, and I'll be good to go. I'll plead, you know, guilty. I'm guilty of everything you accuse me of. The idea of dying at a specific time should be something that we never consider. And again, I've argued earlier and again today that I do understand some people making that decision. I'm not saying it's right. So to me, that seems barbaric, and it goes against everything that I believe as a Christian. Life is meant to be precious. But when it comes to population control, folks, you got to understand what's really at play with this story. Voluntary euthanasia will soon be the norm. I'm predicting this now. This will be the norm. It will be explained as a selfless act. It will be promoted as a selfless act. Pay attention, folks. Soon after, voluntary euthanasia will be called patriotic. People will get awards, posthumously, of course. These awards will speak to the courage of those people who opted out of life. And not because those who opt out believe in something else, believe in God, for example. Quite the contrary. You can't believe in God and opt out of life like that because you don't believe that your soul is going to go to heaven. The reason why God gives you that ability to choose if you're a believer is you're not making a choice for him. You're not playing God. God knows when you're going to leave this earth. It's not you. Anyway, their courage, folks, is that they gave up life, everything that life had to offer them. And the reason why these non-believers, this is a big deal, is because they don't believe in anything beyond this. To give up this life is like, wow, you gave up your spot. And this is why they're going to be called patriotic. That act, that selfless act that opens up a spot for somebody else. And if you're white and, you know, and I guess if you let a black baby be born, woohoo, look at you. Talk about woke. Courage is what we will be told of them. Films, folks, are going to be made of these so-called heroes. These films will be the Armageddon of a word that I'm going to coin right now. The euthanist. Except saving the world won't involve stopping a meteor from smashing into Earth. Saving the world will be the selfless, patriotic acts of those willing to stick their finger in the socket for the good of mankind. That's how this will be framed out. Now, I'm telling you this because I want you to understand why all this woo-flu stuff has come to be. Because you're thinking, oh, come on, Kevin. You know, this is just them. Maybe you do believe there's a part of a eugenicist movement in this, right? This is the beginning. This is your acceptance of this. You're going to hear stories about these people all the time. Your kids will be brainwashed on the selfless acts and patriotic acts of these people. Trust and believe. You heard it here first.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Omicron variant is continuing an unprecedented surge across the United States. That's what CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told senators today. She added it's highly contagious and rapidly evolving. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is blasting the Biden administration for what he says is a double standard in prosecutions. He says the Department of Justice went after January 6 protesters while going easy on activists and rioters and looters who attacked federal buildings in Portland following the murder of George Floyd.
There are a great many Americans who are understandably deeply concerned about the politicization of the Department of Justice under President Joe Biden.
Cruz speaking at a Democratic-led hearing on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News. High inflation poses a significant threat to the jobs market. That's according to Jerome Powell, who testified before the Senate in his confirmation hearing for a second term heading the Fed Reserve. Powell promising to keep price spikes under control, even if that means raising interest rates. He suggested going forward that monetary policy would need to take a forward-looking view, keeping pace with the new post-pandemic economy. Hawaii's governor is confirming a booster shot will soon be required to be considered fully vaccinated under Hawaii's Safe Travels program. That means those traveling without proof of a booster dose will have to quarantine for 10 days after landing on the islands. That's unless they present a recent negative COVID-19 test result. The governor saying the change is at least 2 weeks away from becoming official, the state wanting to give people a heads up before making an announcement and confirming a date. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are desperate to make Bidenflation and Joe Biden's Trump-killing economic policies look good. Here's an article that was written back in December of last year. Guy writes for National Review, in an excellent piece in today's New York Times, David Leonhardt observes that in recent weeks, economists and pundits have been asking why Americans feel grouchy about the economy when many indicators like GDP growth, stock prices, and the unemployment rate look strong. Before concluding that the supposed paradox to which they are pointing is not really a paradox, Americans think the economy is in rough shape, Leonhardt writes bluntly, because the economy is in rough shape. Leonhardt is correct, and his explanations are solid, but he is remiss in one area, the guy writes. He doesn't explain why. Economists and pundits have been asking why Americans feel grouchy about the economy, even though they're evaluating the same set of economic facts as everyone else. So I will. Economists and pundits are talking up the economy because the White House has urged them to talk up the economy. And because, unlike David Leonhardt, they have gladly acquiesced to the demand. He says, don't take my word for it. Earlier this week, CNN's Oliver Darcy reported that the White House, quote, is not happy with the news media's coverage of the supply chain and the economy, and has been working behind the scenes trying to reshape coverage, I'll get it out, in its favor. These conversations, Darcy confirmed, have been productive with anchors and reporters and producers getting to talk with the officials. And sure enough, in no time at all, the Washington Post, Dana Milbank, had decided that the press treats Biden worse than Trump. At times, Paul Krugman had proposed that the public's highly negative assessment of the economy is at odds with every other indicator I can think of. That's a quote, by the way. MSNBC's Joy Reid had lamented that Republicans were being so negative when the, quote, economy is booming. CNBC's Jim Cramer had submitted that the economy is better than it has ever been in his life. Don Lemon began cheering tiny and temporary reductions in the price of gas. And The Hill's Max Burns had not only criticized Americans for being ungrateful for the, quote, surging economic recovery, but slammed Republicans for suggesting that our inflation problem might just get worse if the federal government continues to pump trillions of dollars into the economy. That's for starters. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm not sugarcoating anything. See, I know what Bidenflation's doing to me personally. I told you guys when I went to fill up my car, it was $4.19 a gallon. I looked at my son and said, do you realize it costs $16 to take you to and from baseball? And he was like, typical kid. He doesn't have to think about it. I was at the grocery store. I looked at a tomahawk ribeye. It's got the big stick on it. And the thing was $35. I remember buying two for that price. It's insane. But what we're being told by these people is everything's great. It's all good. Good news. I was looking at a story about the economy. Job growth. Here's the story. U.S. job growth faltered in December just before the rapid spread of the new Omicron coronavirus variant cast a fresh threat over the economy and its recovery from the pandemic. See, that's their excuse for everything now. The pandemic, the scamdemic. The Labor Department said in its monthly payroll report released Friday that payrolls in December rose by 199,000, sharply missing the 400,000 jobs forecast by Refinitiv economists. So here's the thing. They missed by half what they expected. They didn't get to 200,000 when they expected 400,000. But the unemployment rate still dropped to 3.9% from 4.2%. The lowest, they say, since the pandemic began. The scamdemic, yet again, began. Now, let me let you hear what somebody said about this. What one of the prognosticators, the talking heads, said about this economy and how we're supposed to interpret this.
Jobs report for December, it showed the economy added 199,000, a number below analyst expectations. But the unemployment rate dropped from 4.2 to 3.9%. That's the lowest it's been in nearly 2 years. To explain what it all means, we're joined by CBS News senior business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, economists were expecting higher job creation numbers in both November and December. So why have the numbers been so off in both cases?
You know, this is a very tough concept, but when we get this one monthly jobs report, it's based on two different surveys. One survey goes out to businesses and says, hey, did you hire workers? If you hired them, what did you pay them? How many hours worked? The other survey goes to households. It says to the households, hey, are you working? Are you looking for work? And gather some demographic information. Now, what's really weird about this, and that's really the word we should think about, weird, is that one survey showed 199,000 jobs created. That was from the businesses. But when you look at the household survey, it says 651,000 people found work last month. So two things are going on. Number one, it looks like the gap between these two numbers usually does converge over time. Number two, we saw the business numbers really outpace the household survey earlier in the year, and now we're playing a little catch-up. So numbers are subject to revision, but this was a somewhat weirdo report.
Have you ever heard of an excuse like that? By the way, November and December is when the jobs report should have been through the roof. Through the roof. That jobs report, that's when they get what they call seasonal buying. Retail goes through the roof because everybody's shopping for Christmas. They call it seasonal hiring. And then you get a big dip in January and February. So what do you think is going to come? What do you think is coming in January when they send out that report? This is insane. See, Jill Schlesinger, did I say NBC? It's CBS. Economists, she's already given the lead in. Economists expected higher numbers in November and December. It didn't happen. And what's her excuse? Oh, well, they did two surveys. Now, I want you to understand something before we even discuss this. Has this ever been brought up as a reason under Trump? Well, you know, the numbers that you're getting is really because there's two different things. There's the businesses and then there's the households. Now, the businesses, the people who did the actual hiring, showed 199,000 people went to work. Less than half of what we thought. But when we surveyed individual people, and do you think that they really went out and they surveyed all of the people in America and said, did you hire somebody? Did you get a job? Did you get a job? Did you get a job? I just want you to understand why you should question. Where did they get this 651,000 people? Who did they actually survey? Was it a piece of a survey where they extrapolate the data and say for every number of households that say yes, we then add this to it or put a multiplier? Because I'm going to tell you, they aren't surveying the number of people that are out there. It's easy to survey businesses. because they're regulated. They file reports. It's not easy to survey you and me. Let me ask you this. Here, let me put it this way. Did you go to work and not report it? Because if you went to work, you probably report it. The only way you wouldn't report it is if you went to work for yourself. And even if you did do that, the likelihood is you file paperwork so they would know you started your own company. This is lies on top of more lies. And it goes back to what I said earlier. These people are doing whatever they can to prop up Joe Biden. Weird, she said. And she also says, well, that gap will converge over time, which is the number of businesses it hired and the number of people who claim they found work. The gap eventually closes. Let me tell you what happens with the gap. With Democrats, they report a number. 199,000 people got jobs last month. Let me tell you what the gap will report next month. We overestimated. Only 167,000 got jobs. But it'll be lost in the shuffle. You're not going to get a gap that says, oh, we had 199,000, but it turned out it was 373,000. See, that's what used to happen during the Trump era. Not anymore. Then she goes on to give us one final excuse. Early on, the businesses outpaced the household survey. But she's implying that now the household survey is outpacing the business survey. So there's nothing new here, folks. Good news is on the way. Don't you dare think for one second that the economy isn't booming the way we tell you that it is. This is it. What do they blame? Omicron. The deadly Omicron is the reason why the economy is struggling, folks. Bye.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You do anything with Citibank? Well, you might want to reconsider it because they're going to terminate all their unvaxxed employees. Folks, in light of everything we now know about this scam, and Citibank is still sticking with this reckless policy. They have employees afraid. I want you to think about the fear. I know the fear because I had a young man contact me saying, Kevin, they're going to terminate me. Here's what is going on. What should I do? And I said, man, I can't tell you what to do. I can only tell you what I would do. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'm not here to deliver news. I'm not here to deliver anything other than my opinion about things that are happening in the world. Lucky for you, my opinion matters. My opinion is very well thought out. My opinion is easily, I'm ready to defend it or debate it in any way. So the good news is that it's a good opinion. It's one you can take to the bank. But it is my opinion. And I will tell you this. I know for a fact there are some brilliant people who listen to this program. I've met many of them.
I'm talking about some of the smartest people on the planet making a difference, coming to me saying, Kip, what do you think we need to do or I need to do in order to make a difference? And I give them my opinion about what they should do, and they act, and you know what? They are making a difference. I'm going to give you some reports on some of these people. By the way, I did hear back from Bob and Carol. They're back from Canada. I was concerned. I thought maybe they, you know, stayed in Canada or something, decided to hide out. But they're back. They sent me, sent me a card over the holidays announcing that they were back, and I'm glad they are. So maybe we'll get a chance to break bread next time I'm in Florida. Or depends, because I got a lot of folks I got to do some things with in Florida. But anyway, I'm glad you guys are back. So Citibank will be the first major Wall Street institution to enforce a vaccine mandate. And here's what's interesting. And they're going to terminate non-compliant workers by the end of this month. They reminded employees in a memo sent Friday about its policies, first disclosed in October. They must be fully vaccinated as a condition of employment. Now, I can see lawsuits coming across the board. I hope they tie up Citibank's legal team from now to the end of time. And I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to predict that Citibank changes its policy. The same way that United and American and all these other companies have gone, Verizon have gone, maybe we need to rethink this. Yet when I talk about, are we winning? Are we getting things back to normal? I asked this question earlier in the broadcast. Are we finally at a point where we can say, you know, I feel the tide shifting? My answer to you is yes. Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, this has been the toughest battle of everything we faced. This has been the toughest battle we faced. I could not imagine the gauntlet that has been thrown up by the government on this WuFu thing. You couldn't have convinced me 2 years ago if you said this was coming, I would have said, y'all are crazy. And the reason is, I didn't go back and look in 1976 when they tried this mess with the swine flu. Think about this. These are tests, incursions by the enemy, and in this case, the enemy being our own government. Tests, seeing what we would do if, what if we do this? What if we push them this far? Where will they go? And if you don't believe it, I'm going to tell you something. When I was in engineering school, and I was reading about electrons and their behaviors, and a guy gave me a book. He says, Kevin, I'm going to blow your mind. He gave me a book, and he says, people behave like electrons, and the government knows it, and they can influence it. They call it doping. It's called that in engineering. I can dope an atom. You know, I can make an isotope and make it have a different characteristic. And that is exactly, they study these models and they go, this is the way we can do people. We are little more than atoms running around the world, and somebody knows how to group those atoms in a particular way to get what they want from those atoms. And the atoms are us. It's an elaborate chess game that, quite frankly, is in your face. They tell you exactly what they're going to do. And the Democrats are, God bless them, they don't hide it. We're going to protect the black people. No, they're not. We're going to protect the children. Quite the opposite. Women, we're going to protect them. I'm just saying, give me the thing they protect, I'll tell you what they're not going to protect. Give me what they tell you they're going to do, I'll tell you what they're not going to do. It's very simple. You know it. I know we spoil this every time. I've said it many, many times, and you would think I would keep it to myself because it's my superpower and how I deal with leftists. I just know that whatever they tell me, they're lying. They're lying skanks who will do exactly the opposite. And you would think I'd say, well, I'm not going to let people know what my little secret is for knowing the left. But I do let them know. I let you know, because if you're smart, you already recognize it. It's like dealing with children or crackheads. Take your pick. So, Citibank's going to put people on unpaid leave, until they comply. And I'm waiting for the, I want to see somebody take these people to court and say, hey, look, give me the data. How can that be a condition of my employment? That would be like saying, I don't want to hire anybody that's got a limp. Oh, well, Kevin, you could get somebody sick, or I could not. How are you going to tell me I'm going to get somebody sick? That's insane. I want somebody to challenge this. It's way past due for this. And I'm glad that Pacific Legal Group and others out there are out there in the fight. Brad Dacus and his team, the Goldwater Institute, others, they are in the fight looking for cases every day to say, we will go to bat for you. I mean, right to choose. I want you to understand, we have right to choose because of the Goldwater Institute. And there are people that don't know it. They don't realize they can invoke right to choose, and that hospital better back away from your person. Now, here's why people don't use it. I had a friend. Her husband, very ill. His name is Frank, in the hospital. She sends me a note. Kevin, I'm concerned, this, that, and the other. I said, you want me to get the governor involved? She says, no, no. She goes, I don't want to raise any flags. I don't know what they'll do to my husband. And I was like, you know what? I don't either. She was right. Think about the hospital system. I don't know if I can remember if I told the story, but I went to get my hernia operation. And I go to this doctor, and it was a doctor and a medical student. And he says, you mind if... I said, no, let him learn. So I had to do the whole cough thing, and the medical student did the same thing that the doctor did. He says, yep, you got a hernia. So I booked the hernia right before COVID. So Wu Flu hits. They have to push out my operation. They wouldn't operate on me. It was a week before I was going to go in, or a couple days. So it gets pushed out. So when they finally come back, they want to reschedule. They say, hey, we have to retest you and all that. And I ask, so the office called me. And I said, wow. I go, well, let me ask you this. I go, am I going to have to pay another copay? And the girl goes, I don't know. And I went, well, could you check it out? I go, because she told me, well, you know, because of COVID and all this other, we have new protocols and all. And I said, oh, really? He said, yeah. I said, well, do I have to pay another copay? She goes, I'm not really sure. So she goes and she asks her boss. And I went, I just think it's unfair because, I'm kind of caught in a loop here. You know, I'd already done it. She says, I know, but it's the new thing. I said, I get it. It's not your fault. So that was a conversation we had. Literally, 2 minutes after that, the office calls me and the supervisor... And this girl says, Mr. Jackson, we are not going to be handling your operation. I don't like the way you talk to my receptionist. And I went, well, how did I talk to her? Well, this, you know, you were there. And I said, I asked a very real question. If I've already done this and it was a COVID thing that made this happen, do I have to pay another copay? That's a legitimate question to ask. Well, we just think, click, I hung up. And then this was a white doctor. I went and got me an Asian doctor, so I felt much more better, much more comfortable with my Asian doctor than I did my white doctor, because we know that Asian is smart, right? And I joke about it, but there was a part of me that went, I upgraded. How dare you? I questioned my bill, and I'm a bad patient? And then it hit me. There's a cabal. They could not want to operate on me. The first question my Asian doctor asked me was, why did you leave the other doctor?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.